Blog Talk Radio.
Out there tuning in or listening, what a gracious and joyous day this is, and happy to have you on the show. My co-host Monticello will not be joining us this morning. Got a little eye infection from playing some pickup basketball, and we wish him well and send a happy Father's Day to him also. And hey, you know, we got still have a show for you this morning, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up one of the proud fathers in this business, who's a fourth level director, and have you listened to a call that he did some time ago about how to take advantage of the YTB opportunity. And then we will be doing our regular Jet Set morning call tomorrow morning. And you can't win if you don't plug in. And then also the Jet Set team training call tomorrow evening. So, hey, sit back. You know, you're getting up and getting started on your day. You know, for those who are out there, you know, think about your fathers. Make sure you wish them a happy Father's Day. You know, nothing against the moms. You know, Mother's Day is great. But, you know, it seems to always happen that Father's Day is not played up the same as Mother's Day. And that, you know, fathers are, you know, not given that special notice and recognition that moms usually get on Mother's Day. And, you know, this it's very important to recognize fathers, son, especially in today's time and crisis that are going on in households. And they say the missing ingredient today in most households where there's trouble, plague, and turmoil is no father. So let's make sure that, you know, we encourage those fathers that are in our lives by wishing them a happy Father's Day and trying to do something special for them today. Okay, let's sit back and we're going to listen to James Pruitt, and I'll be back at you. Take care.
Welcome to the Sunday Night Training Call. This is Charlie Howe, and we're just absolutely tickled to have all of you here and take a little piece of your Sunday night away from you, and we hope to go ahead and fill up that little void that we're taking away with some good news and some help to help you get your business kicked off and get it running. We really appreciate you, all of you being on here tonight. And, of course, as usual, this will be recorded and put up on Top Gun Calls. That's with an S on the end, topguncalls.com. So you'll be able to see this call and hear this call at your leisure and also pass it to your downline, and it's up there for your listening pleasure. Well, we had a real big deal this week, folks, the home office. I mean, they just released some awesome news this week, some things that are really, really, I know all of you haven't heard it, but I tell you what, I've got somebody really special on here tonight that's going to pass down some good news, and this guy, I want to tell you something, he is absolutely amazing in this business, folks. He is a superman. He has a wonderful family, and he's a great friend of mine, and it's my pleasure to present the number one power team builder in this whole company and the number one power team mentor in this company and presidential club member and director with this company, pushing on level two really hard, Mr. James Pruitt.
Hey, well, thank you very much for that warm introduction, Charlie. It's such a pleasure to be here tonight and speak to everyone. I want to just begin by congratulating you, Charlie, on your wonderful achievement of receiving that $10,000 dream bonus. Man, I couldn't be happier for you. And it just shows what great leadership that you possess and perseverance and just your caring for other people. I know for a fact that you could not have accomplished that without the wonderful team that you have. I just want to commend you for that, man. I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks a lot, James. And, you know, you said the word. You know what? There's no way you can get one of those bonuses by yourself, is there?
That's exactly right. You know, we won, my wife and I were very honored to receive the Power Team Builder Award and the Power Team Mentor Award and the Travel Award at the last convention, and we certainly could not have accomplished that with the help of yourself and our wonderful team. And, you know, my team is your team is my team, you and I are like brothers, and I'm just so happy for you, Charlie. I mean that sincerely. And for all of you all, I want to just let you know what a terrific leader that you have, and just follow what you're hearing from Charlie and the leadership that he gives, and you too will be able to stare down at that $10,000 bonus check and just take a look at your name on that check.
James,
let you know how lucky you are to have a leader like Charlie, man. I'm not just saying that.
James, you're going to have to stop it or I won't be able to get out the door. My head's swelling now.
You see that, man. You certainly deserve it.
Well, I appreciate you, man. But, you know, it's just like I said, my whole team's not on here tonight. The whole Top Gun team's not on here. But I'll tell you what, without them, this wouldn't have been possible. And every one of them, in each individual way, has added to the power team to allow us to get that. And we're really, Lynn and I are really, really appreciative. And, you know, we just stopped looking at our numbers. When we stopped looking at our numbers, then we went on and did the deal, you know?
You know, it's like a running back. I mean, when he's trying to get third and one, or third and goal, he's got 1 yard to go, he's really going to try to get 1 yard. But if it's just third down and 10 to go, he's going to try to get that 10 to get the four, to get the first down. And that's what you described. When you know you have to get one or two more, it seems so much harder. When you just forget about that and go do what you do best, it all just opens up to you and just happens. So, I just congratulate you for that. Charlie, I'm really, really excited about being on this call tonight. I want to talk about something very specific, if you don't mind, tonight.
Go ahead, my friend.
What I want to talk about is really the mindset that you have to have for success. You know, a lot of times, you mentioned that we received the Power Team Mentor Award, and I've learned just from dealing with folks and talking with people and helping people in this business that I simply can't get them further than they can personally envision themselves being. So I really try to work on the mindset, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about that tonight, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely, it's fine. And, you know, going along those lines, you know what, you just can't carry anyone across the finish line. You've got to help them to where they can carry themselves across the finish line.
That's exactly right. You can help thousands, but you can't carry three on your back.
That's exactly right.
And, I just want to begin tonight by talking to you specifically who are listening to the call tonight. And I want to just ask you to do a few things. Grab a pen and paper, if you would, and I'd like you to jot some things down. One thing that I just want to think, I want to tell you about is Marcia and I, who Marcia, if you don't know, is my business partner, and she really is the brains behind our business, and I'll say that freely and very proudly. But
I'll agree.
Well, thank you. One thing that we have, folks, is an absolute ferocious appetite for reading, for listening to tapes, and really pouring into ourselves the mentoring and the teaching and the things that it takes from others who've accomplished where we want to go. And, I once heard Scott Tomer, the CEO of our company, say that his dad always taught him, it's easy becoming a millionaire. You just find someone that is as successful that you want to be and in the same field that you're in, and you simply ask them to mentor you or to help you, and when they agree to do that, you simply do what they say to do. You don't try to think or give your opinion, so to speak, because you're trying to go from being a thousandaire to a millionaire. So when a millionaire tells you what it is you want to do, believe me, I just shut up and listen. And I read the books and I listen to the tapes. And I really want to encourage everyone to become a student of this industry. And I think that's just so, so important. And there's so many good books out there, and I want to suggest a couple of them to you. One of them is by Napoleon Hill, and it's called Think and Grow Rich. Notice the title, Think and Grow Rich, because it all begins about how you think. You know, and I think that's just so, so important. You know, I believe that people don't know how to think. You know, and I know you know how to function and you can think, but I don't think people know how to think. I wish thinking was a class that was taught in school. Thinking 101, how to think. Once you really understand, like the old saying goes, as a man thinketh, so is he.
That's
you're right.
Right
where you are right now because of how you think right now. So if you want to progress on and go further than you are right now, you're going to have to change a little bit about how you think. And that goes to say, change the type of things that go into your mind. And I go back to the tapes and the books and the wonderful website that Charlie has. And those type of things really pour into yourself that you're really able. Because what goes in, folks, we know, is what comes out. Well, since you've got your pen and paper handy, I'd like you to do a few things that I think would really help you develop that thinking muscle that I'm talking about. I want you to take a piece of paper and just draw a line straight down the middle of it. So you've got the paper divided where it's one half on one side and the other half on the other side. I'd like you to personally write down a developmental need that you have. For instance, if your developmental need is, I need to be more aggressive, then you'd write down just that, I need to be more aggressive. Now, on the other side of the paper, write down a positive statement affirming that you already have just that, what your developmental need is. So if your developmental need is, I need to be more aggressive, your statement would be, I am very aggressive about sharing this business to individuals to help them improve the lifestyle for them and their family. And what you're doing is you're writing down developmental needs, and you're writing down a statement that claims that you already have what it is that you're saying that you need to develop. Now, I like you to do that 10 times. So write down 10 developmental needs that you have. I like to be more aggressive, whatever it might be. Write down what you think are 10 things that you need to get better at in this business. And then write down the statement in the present tense that you already are that. And the reason I'm saying this is because one of my mentors, Mr. Jerry Clark, always teaches me that you have to walk down the Ave. Ave being A-V-E. Now, A being affirm. That's an affirmation. And that's what I've just taught you how to do, is develop an affirmation for the top 10 developmental needs that you have. Now, not only do you affirm that, but you also visualize that and emotionalize that, meaning that's the A-V-E, affirm, visualize, and emotionalize. So when I say people don't know really how to think, and I try to really encourage people and teach them how to think, in other words, now, you've just developed 10 developmental needs. You just wrote 10 statements affirming that. What I want you to do is every morning, first thing when you wake up before you brush your teeth, is you'll get your affirmations, which you have on the right side of the paper, and you'll say them in the mirror looking at yourself. At first, it'll be difficult because you'll be reading and looking in the mirror at the same time. You read a little bit, you look in the mirror and say it, and go back down and read a little bit, look in the mirror again and say it. But over time, you will remember these things and commit them to memory. So as you get up in the morning, first thing in the morning, you're going to say the affirmation. You're also going to say the same affirmation the very last thing before you go to bed at night. See, I think a lot of people see the accomplishments that we've been able to accomplish in YTV, but they don't see all the work that goes into what helps us mentally accomplish those things. We all are scared of certain things or a little bit fearful, kind of shy of doing certain things. But if you say these affirmations first things in the morning and last thing before you go to bed, what starts to happen is your subconscious begins to absorb these things. And we know that our subconscious is 90% of what drives us. We're only operating out of 10% of our conscious mind. I don't mean to get a little deep with you, but I'm telling you actual facts here, folks. So if you begin to say your affirmations first thing in the morning, last thing at night. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. As you sleep at night, your subconscious never turns off. It continues to process it. And the first thing in the morning, boom, you affirm it again. Now go on about your day after that. But I promise you, if you commit, that's a very important word, if you commit to doing these affirmations, you will definitely, with 100% certainty, begin to see a difference in the things that happen, because you'll start to feel different about yourself. What I'm teaching you to do is how to develop more self-confidence, more self-assuredness. You'll begin to possess these attributes and what it takes to do the things that you know are the developmental needs you need to do to conquer this business. And I really, really mean this, folks. I think this is so important. Now, I have another step one. I have something else I'd like for you to do, which is step two. That is 15 minutes in the morning. You may have to get up 30 minutes early in the morning to do these things, but 15 minutes in the morning after you've done your affirmations and after you spent your quiet time in prayer or whatever you do in the morning, I'd like for you just to close your eyes and visualize yourself being a success in this business. Think about it. Think about how it would feel for Lloyd Tolmer to call your name as you go across the stage at our national convention coming up in August. Think of how you would feel. Picture that, folks. How would you feel? What do you have on? What do you say when he gives you the mic to say a few words? Think about this. Picture this. Visualize this. Feel the emotions that you feel at that time. Really take a moment and just think about what it is you want to accomplish. And I gave you the example of being at our convention and actually getting that $10,000 bonus check or being recognized or whatever it may be. Well, perhaps it's the car that you really want to drive. What does it look like? What color is it? You know, where does it sit in your driveway? Does it sit in your garage? And visualize yourself driving. What kind of house would you like to live in? Picture that. What does the walkway look like? As you open the door, what do you see? What's the staircase like? What's the master bedroom like? How many car garage do you have? Really take a moment, folks, and visualize where it is you want to be. You know, whatever we think about appears. Whatever we visualize is what's happening. I think most people focus on their current circumstance or their current situation. So guess what is continuing to be created? You guessed it. Your same circumstance, your same situation. You know, how am I going to pay that bill, or I got this bill due? If you spend your time thinking about that, what you do is create a struggle mindset where you're continuing to struggle to accomplish where you are. I'm trying to get your thinking about where you're going. See, if I can get you to think about where you're going and visualize what you want to have and who you'd like to become in the process of getting there, what happens is your subconscious mind begins to create in you the self-confidence, the self-assuredness, the pride, and how you carry yourself. All that starts to become creative. Now, it's funny to me that I see shows like Fear Factor, when you have people eating the uterus of a lamb or the testicles of a goat to earn $50,000 one time. Well, if you'll commit, you don't have to eat any of that stuff. All you got to do is spend about a few minutes in the morning with your affirmation and a few minutes, 15 minutes or so, thinking about who you'd like to become, what you'd like to have, what you'd like to achieve. What happens is this begins to create itself in you. So you don't have to eat any of that crazy stuff or do any of those stunts to do a Fear Factor, but if you commit to spending the time in the morning and saying those affirmations at night, oh my God, just watch what begins to happen in you. Now see, when you bring somebody in this business, have them write down 20 reasons why they're doing this business, what they would like to accomplish if they were a success in this business. I don't work with anybody unless they write down those 20 reasons why they're doing this business and what they like to accomplish. And I don't want to hear anything like, I'm doing this business, I'd like to make more money. No. I want to hear things like, I'd love to buy my mom a $300,000 home, or I'd love to provide this for my family, or I want to become this, I'd like to donate $1 million to that. I want to know specific things, the reasons that you're in this business and what you like to have. The reason I won't work with anybody if they don't do that is because I want to know their why. I'm trying to connect to their why they're in this business. That is so important. Once I find out their why, that way if they start to drift a little bit, I can say, hey, wait a minute. Now, I noticed you didn't come to the meeting that we had the other night, and I noticed I haven't heard from you in a week. Do you still want to buy your mom that? Do you still want to provide this home for your family? I connect them right back to their 20 reasons why, underline that, why they're doing this business. You see, it all starts, Charlie, in the mind. You know, I did a recent training called How to Build Wealth from Scratch. Now, people think building something from scratch means building it from with your hands, but I'm teaching folks to build it within your mind. There's an old saying, we're all just 6 inches away from success, and that 6 inches is between our ears.
Right.
If we'll just get our mind in tune with where we want to go, you certainly will get there. Because I promise you, if you don't know where you want to go, you will get there with 100% accuracy.
Yeah, or you won't like it when you get there, too.
Exactly. You wonder, why am I here? Well, you're here because this is what you've been thinking about. And if it's just your current circumstance, guess what you've been thinking about? Your current circumstance. Spend a little time thinking about where it is you want to go and develop a burning desire to get there. You know, I hear people say, well, I talked to my pastor, and he really didn't really see the vision of this business and what it could do for our church, and they pack up their tent and they go home. Are you going to let the fact that one person said no keep you from your $1 million? We all realize in this business, in this company, there's a $1 million bonus. So by the time you get to the $1 million, just in bonuses alone, it comes to $1.4 million, folks. That is absolutely powerful. And you're at the fifth level of our director's pool. The average profit sharing from the fifth level director is $80,000 a month. Think about that. That's just from the profit-sharing pool, not to mention the residual and the comp plan and everything else. folks, is it worth it to spend that time in the morning and that time at night to get your thinking where you want it to be? So we're going from the thinking of an employee to a thinking of a million-dollar CEO. Now, I know that might be a little deep, Charlie, but I just thought it important to talk about that tonight because, you know, sometimes I really believe people don't know how to think, and I'm just trying to help
exactly.
people to learn truly how to think.
And you know, the more people we help think, you know, when you start off talking about thinking, I immediately thought about Albert Einstein. You know, he was a postal worker, and he got ready to quit, and the guys all got around there when they had his going away party and said, well, Albert, what are you getting ready to do? He said, I'm just going to go home and think.
You know, I heard a similar story, Charlie, about Bill Gates' mom. He said he would spend hours down in the basement, and she would holler down there, Bill, what are you doing? He said, Mom, leave me alone. I'm down here thinking.
Thinking, right.
Thinking. Because if you can picture, you know, I read a book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. You know, because when Napoleon Hill died, they found all of this manuscript and all of this information he had put together over the years of his life about how blacks in time of slavery were able to become millionaires. You don't hear a lot about those stories. But, they commissioned Dennis Kimbrough to write about this. And in that same book, he uses, of course, Napoleon Hill's same principles that he has in Think and Grow Rich, but they chronologize all these different African-Americans and their particular success stories. And one of them that really struck me as powerful, all of them are very powerful, but one particular that we all can relate to is Ray Charles. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but Ray Charles went blind. And at the time he was blind, he couldn't sing, and he couldn't play any instrument.
That's right.
But his mother told him, you lost your sight. You didn't lose your mind.
Right.
You know, and Ray Charles was known to say that even as a boy, without being able to sing or play an instrument, he always saw himself mentally, because that's the only sight he had was his mental sight, his visualization. He always visualized himself on the stage, playing an instrument, people singing, and people clapping, and him winning awards. He thought that as a child, and it was that visualization he had, because he had no eyesight. Yep. That visualization of that is what propelled him to learn how to play the piano and how to sing. And the rest is history, as we all know it. You know,
that's
Ray Charles,
right.
a world-famous, renowned singer that's touched and moved all of us with his powerful songs. But I know this is not talking about specifically, folks, what to say to people and all those. But I'm telling you, if you know what to say to people and you say them, well, you kind of don't know what it's going to be like. You haven't visualized that. Every day, the night before I go to bed, I stop and think about the appointments that I have the next day. And I visualize myself talking to this gentleman, and this gentleman being very, very excited and coming aboard. And then I visualize where his business goes and how it takes off. So I'm not surprised when I go by and do the presentation. He loves the business. He comes aboard, and we take off and accomplish great things. I've already seen it in my mind. I've already visualized that. You know, what is it like? Just think, folks, what it would be like to accomplish your whole day the night before mentally. I also want to suggest a movie that all of you buy that provides absolute scientific evidence of the things I'm talking about. And, Charlie, I know you and I have talked about this movie. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway?
Yep.
It's a documentary. What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway? And it talks about all these different scientists that have had scientific evidence of the very things that I'm talking to you about. So I know I may not be telling you some of the how-tos, but if you do the mental work that I'm telling you, the
how-tos come a lot easier.
You do the same thing, but you'll get different results.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it all goes back to, you know, what the mind can conceive and you can believe, then your body can achieve.
You know, Napoleon Hill says that in Think and Grow Rich, Charlie.
Yep.
You're 100% right.
Yep.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better. You're exactly right. Man, you're a powerful leader, Charlie.
I love Napoleon Hill. I've read his books. So he's a heck of a leader, you know. And, you know, James, I want to tell you, I know that personally you and your sweet wife have taken and you keep correcting your course. and keep correcting your courses and doing extra things every day to make yourselves successful. I know you're going to the top of this company. There's no two ways about that. And you know that the only thing difference between you and me and everybody else on this call is the same wind blows on every one of us, but what do we got to do? We just got to reset our sail.
That's exactly right. After summer always comes fall. After fall always comes winter.
Yeah.
After day comes night.
Yeah.
You know, we have the same circumstances. How you adjust to those distractions and those events that come along the way, that tend to try to distract us. But if you get your sight set on where you're going, a clear mental picture of it, folks, I promise you, you'll get there. I promise you, you'll start attracting different type of people to your business by how you think. People are attracted. They'll say, you know, something about that guy I like. They don't know what it is. It's the way you think. They'll be able to pick up on it because it's something that's burning inside of you. It's just so important. It really, really is. So I know I haven't gone through a lot of how-tos, and I can suggest some of those things as well, but it won't matter if your thinking's not right.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, it's just like the blitz we're doing, the things that we're all doing right now. You know, if you don't have your mind set right to get it started, then you really are fooling yourself before you ever get started.
Yeah.
Because if you hit and miss a little bit at this business or anything you do, if you haphazardly hit at it one day or a couple of days later, you know, try it again or whatever happens, you still have to get out there with consistency and persistency. And doing the things you're talking about is part of the consistency.
You know, Charlie, there's two reasons why this business won't work for people. Bottom line, two reasons. One, you never get started. And two, you quit. And those are the only two things that can keep you from accomplishing your goal. I heard Ron Ed say you can be bad at this long enough and still make $1 million.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You're exactly right, my man. But, James, I tell you what, we really appreciate you being on here tonight and giving us your words of wisdom because, you know, we do get on here and we really get after some how-tos a lot. We also get on here and we have leaders just like yourself that come forth and give us their little tokens and the little nuggets of wisdom that people can take out. And I'll tell you what, you know, to be in this business no longer than you have, man, I've seen you grow in the past year and a half.
Wow.
I mean, James, I've seen you really grow, and you're growing big in this business, and we appreciate everything you and your sweet wife put out there and your team, and, you know, we just all get along together so well. It's just like a Cinderella story, you know?
Well, man, you're so right. And again, Charlie, I thank you for that. You know, the name of our company is The Harvest is Plenty. And, folks, you know how that goes. If the harvest is plenty, unfortunately, the laborers are few. Only few people listen to this call tonight will actually do what I suggested. But they'll all want what we have. But I'm telling you, if you'll just do it. You know, we really believe the harvest is plenty. There is no lack. We live in the richest country in the world. Struggle is a choice. Unfortunately, most people just choose to struggle.
Yeah.
You know? And if we can just get their thinking up. I can't get you as a mentor further than you can visualize yourself. And we all have those things that hold us back, and the only way to conquer them is mentally, folks. If you can see yourself beyond that, then what happens is it doesn't matter the how-to. If you see yourself beyond that, it'll work itself out. You just keep pushing, keep going, and keep sharing this business with people. Because believe me, you have a position. You're in a position, folks, to help so many people. That is just such a powerful, powerful thing. You know, Charlie, I'd love to answer some questions that some people may have, if that's okay with you, to open the lines and just spend a little time, maybe address
some
specific
questions. Okay. Can you give us a 5-minute quick rundown on the stuff that's coming with the company?
Oh my goodness! You know,
please.
Folks, it was just an absolute powerful, powerful meeting. Up there.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
It was an absolutely powerful meeting that we had there.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
In at the corporate office. And, you know, Coach got up and, you know, in so many words, he just talked about how at the beginning of this company, they had several leaders that tried to change things and do things and tell Coach how it was going to be and said if you didn't do it, that they were all going to leave. Coach said, hey, I love and care about all of you all, but have a nice life. You know, they all left. And they're gone, and look at the success that the company is experiencing and the people in this company, the kind of money they're making. So he pretty much said, you can leave and quit if you want to, but we're going to be the number one travel company in the world. And I think that really set the tone for everybody. Everybody knew kind of where they stood. And then he went on to talk about some of the things that the company is working on, that there's so many vendors now coming to Kim and trying to figure out how they can put something together to benefit the RTAs in this company. And Coach just said, just imagine if you were able to take, you know, these specifically set type of travel vacations for our RTAs, and if you shared those vacations with your friends, what if you made three times the commission? And that's the type of packages these type of vendors are coming to our company and talking about, because they see our model, how successful it's been, and quite frankly, folks, they see where it's going. They talked about a company that produces a magazine called Success Magazine. And this company that makes this magazine, and we've all heard Success Magazine, well, it comes out once per month, so there's only 12 issues per year. And they approach a particular company, and they ask a particular company if they would like to be featured in the magazine. The whole magazine is dedicated to this particular company. And, of course, they came to Coach and they said that. But they booked these 2 years out, 2 years in advance, where they were so impressed with the YTB company, the YTB model, and what this company represents and the many people who are in it and the success that they've had, that we're now going to be featured in Success Magazine. We'll be able to have a copy of this magazine. The whole magazine is dedicated to our company. We'll be featuring testimonials and things of that nature. It'll be available in our hands in August. It'll be featured at Barnes & Noble's and newsstands and across the country in December.
But we're going to get it at the convention, right?
Well, this particular magazine, we will be able to have as early as August for the people in it, which will contain a CD they can listen to, as well as a DVD. So now you got the person that is, you know, let's just say you have a person scared to talk to their shadow. And how do they approach people about the business? They can say, hey, take a look at this magazine. It's about our company. My testimony is on page 44 or whatever. I'm just giving an example. And if you want to know more about it, there's a DVD and a CD inside. Just check it out, and I'll call you in a couple of days. Let me know what you think. I mean, to be featured in that, to have this tool, folks, is absolutely going to explode our company. And they talked about that, the success of our company. And Kim kind of mentioned that last Monday alone, over $100,000 in airline tickets were booked on our website through Priceline. Now, folks, we're not talking about a weekend or a week sale. We're talking about a Monday. Last Monday, over $100,000 in airline tickets were booked in Priceline alone. I say that to tell you that we're a legitimate company with legitimate product, and people are using that product. And he asked us to encourage everyone to just have one piece of travel booked on your company. On your website, I should say, per month. One piece of travel per month. He said that would quadruple that number I just gave you if you simply had one person a month book a piece of travel on your website. So I encourage you to put some more names in your email list builder, your ATM, and just tell more folks about your travel site and what it does, and ask them to check it out when they book their next trip, and that will absolutely help explode our company. He also talked about, if you would, some things that they're working on. They really haven't got the bugs worked out of it yet, but they're looking at doing possibly some sort of infomercial. They don't know if that will ever happen. They're kind of working it all out. I just kind of talked about a few things, but let me tell you, I really do believe that, you know, they produced a sheet, Charlie, that showed the population in all 50 states and the number of RTAs in each state.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is absolutely mind-boggling, folks,
yeah.
When you see that California has, I believe it's 35 million people, and there's 2,000 RTAs there.
In the whole state?
In the whole state.
What was it, five in North Dakota? Five people in North Dakota?
Oh, my God. And 65 in the whole state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
So as you have team members in your team, folks, ask them, where do they know people? Where are you from? Do you have anybody who lives in Atlanta or D.C. or North Dakota or Wyoming or Vegas? It's just unbelievable. Folks, this is the greatest opportunity in the world, and you have an opportunity to share with some folks. And I truly believe that what are the options for someone that would like to make more money for their family? I mean, let's just say somebody says, well, I'd like to make an extra $3,000 a month, an extra $5,000 a month. What are your options? You can get a part-time job and now have two jobs, more time away from your family, or you can go back to school for a few years to get a better job, or you can open your own home business. And, you know, I just believe that we have the absolute best thing out there, and people are looking for it. So don't be afraid to mention about our business to people, because they need to know that there's a way to help their family and to increase their income, and we're given that wonderful responsibility of sharing it.
Now, one other thing, James, there was something said about property and buildings.
Hmm. Oh, yes, I remember. They were saying that they just bought the other building, the other corporate office, and that they're already outgrowing that. And it talks about building another high-rise building to accommodate the success that the company's having. They have to have the support staff to support all the success the field is producing. And by the time that building is built and put together, they'll already have outgrown that. So they were looking at some property. I believe it was like 75 acres, or I'm not sure the specifics.
That's what I heard.
75 acres, and they would put together a like a campus, if you would, and it asked everybody to envision what if there was a YTP campus in your particular city where it was like a remote corporate office, so to speak. But this is the type of growth our company is foreseeing in the future to accommodate the success that all of us are producing out there by sharing this business. Man, you truly, I know it's a cliche, but you truly are in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely, James. Well, listen, let's go ahead and let me open the line up here and see if someone has some questions for you.
Fantastic.
We appreciate the job you do, man.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, if you would, if you haven't done so far, put a star 6 on there. But if you'd like to ask James some questions, just go ahead and star 6, unmute your phone, tell us who you are, and ask away.
Not all at once, okay?
Yeah, we couldn't handle it all at once.
I was saying that because nobody said anything.
Any questions, folks, for Mr. James Fruitt? You know, you might just say, James, let me ask you something. If you started over at day one tomorrow.
I have a question.
Oh, okay, right. We got a couple questions now. Okay. Who's out there?
This is Vivian from Miami.
Okay,
hey, Vivian, how are you?
Sorry. What was the name of the movie you stated?
The name of the movie is called What the Bleep, B-L-E-E-P, What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway? I believe it's available to rent at Blockbuster. I bought mine at Walmart for $13. I bought like 40 copies and gave them out to a lot of the key members on our team. But it's called What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway? Powerful movie. I promise you can't digest all that in just one sitting.
Okay.
What the bleep do we know anyway? Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you.
There was somebody else out there had chimed in about the same time Vivian did. Just hit a star 6 and unmute yourself. You're not saying anything.
If you're talking and we can't hear you, just hit star 6 and we'll be able to hear you.
Absolutely.
Hey, James.
Yes.
This is Marquis from Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Marquis.
I got on kind of late. When I heard you talking about the attribution, exactly what do you mean by that? Your goals?
Well, no, they're called affirmations.
Oh, okay.
And what I asked people to do was get a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, Mm-hmm. And on one side, write 10 developmental needs that you feel like you need to get better at in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the example of, let's just say that, just hypothetically speaking, let's just say that yours was that you wish you were a little more aggressive. You feel like you need to be more aggressive in sharing the business.
Mm-hmm.
So you would write down, I'd like to be more aggressive in sharing the business.
Okay.
And then on the other side of the paper, write down a statement in the present tense that states that you already are that. So if yours was, I'd like to be more aggressive in sharing the YTB business with others, your statement would be, I am very aggressive about sharing the YTB business with others to help those particular people improve their family situation and their financial state. So you've already made a statement that claims that you have what it is you feel you need to get better at. And then what you'll do is in the morning and at night, first thing in the morning, very last thing at night before you go to bed, you say those statements looking in the mirror. But you can't just say the statement. You've got to say it with passion and with emotion. So you would look in the mirror and say, I am very aggressive about sharing the YTV business with others to help them improve their families and their financial situation. Now, that's a positive affirmation that claims that you have what it is you... And you see, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what you say and what it actually is. If you do that for 30 days, you'll start to notice yourself becoming more aggressive. And I just ask people to write down 10 developmental needs along with 10 affirmations they create and start saying those affirmations in the morning and the evening.
Okay.
But here's what else I said.
Uh-huh.
I bet you won't do it. Isn't that wild? Can you believe I said that? And I don't know how late you got on or not, but I talked about how I watch Fear Factor and people eat all those crazy bugs.
Yeah, I hear that part.
And all those ridiculous things, but they won't do what I'm telling you to do that will help your business immediately. So I really encourage you to do the mental work. And then the going out about your day, sharing the business, all that becomes easier, and you get better results if you're doing your mental part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, James, guess what?
You're going to do it.
I bet I'll do it.
And you know what? Let me tell you. Keep doing it. I mean, just keep doing it. And
mm-hmm.
you'll start to see other developmental needs and other things you can get better at, and you'll make other affirmations. You'll keep doing it, and pretty soon you'll conquer those, too. And it's an ongoing process.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for that question. Anybody else? How can I help you tonight?
Say, this is Chris.
Hey, my buddy Chris. What's going on, man?
Well, James, the other day you were helping me out, a little mentoring there you're doing. And one of the things I highly recommend to people, and I think I just want you to kind of like validate what I'm saying, is you got to plug in. If there's local meetings in Detroit every Tuesday now at the Hyatt.
Great.
And there's calls and all that. And sometimes we get back offish and then we don't go because we don't bring anybody. But if you go there, you're going to get turned on and you will bring someone.
You know, you're so right, Chris. I say all the time, people say, well, I didn't come because I don't have a guest. And I say, well, you don't have a guest because you don't come. You know, if you come, what goes in is what comes out. You know,
right.
I always tease folks and say the radio will make you sing songs you don't even like because you hear them so much.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing is true in this business. If you're hearing it over and over and over, see, you're not just hearing it, and some folks say, well, I already know all that. Well, you know it, but can you teach it? See, you're learning it to teach. You know, you're learning what you see to teach it. And if you're so big that you don't need the meeting, maybe the meeting needs you. So I encourage everyone to do, you're exactly right, Chris, plug in. I mean, I tell folks all the time, if you don't want to just work your job for 20 to 40 years and get what's given to you, then work harder on your business than you do at your job. Because it's your business that's going to free you from your job. So work harder on your business than you do at your job. You got to go there anyway, so go there and work there, but really work on your business. Really give it your all. Coach always talks about it. Sometime in your life, you got to stop and plant your flag and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what it takes to become good and successful at this. And you're so right, Chris. It comes from plugging in and learning from others. Great, great comment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any more questions for James? Chime in, folks.
All right, you've been listening to James Pruitt, fourth level director in YTB, and he's just been going over some aspects of how to do the business and how to plug in. And he's a millionaire. He became a millionaire in this business. He started off like everybody else the same, had to work his way to that status. And if you listen to what he shared and come into business and do the same things, then you can have the same possibilities, the same chance at the same type of opportunity. Again, YTB is sweeping across this country in droves. I mean, there's some big things really happening, and this is one of the premier opportunities on the planet right now, folks. Don't sleep this one. If you want more information, go to my website, www.jahitravelsite.com, JAHITRAVELSITE.com. And pull up the site. There's a presentation on the first page you can look into. I have it in English. I also have it in Spanish if any have some Spanish-speaking friends that need to see the presentation. And again, once again, you know, for all of the fathers out there and for those of you that have fathers, wish them a happy Father's Day. Spend some time with your fathers today and, you know, be blessed. And, hey, just enjoy the day and see you on our program tomorrow morning on the Jet Set Morning Call. Peace and blessings.